fight, and that's when he gave me two chances. You're talking yesterday, I was playing with Ivan Asiya, so it should be Ivan the Ivan. It should be too far in the game. The last data myself is Megillah. Megillah ends at another hour. The last hour, Megillah. The Mar has a lot like this at Hanan, the mayor of Yudik. You get an aliyah, and you say the Baraka, because of Shem Rehara, there's a concern that people in the show may not realize, don't think that you're reading the Barakas when you say the Torah. You think Barakas is Tzuvas by Torah. So the mayor, I think the mayor says, Not everybody knows what to say. So Richard is still in front of telling of his story. There are kinds of Richard, his grandfather, his obvious people have two grandfathers. Father's father, Richard, thought that when Sater is a five is a yachid, everyone is going to say, even if he doesn't have a yachid, you have to have a grandfather. You have to go to shul. Sometimes you're flying with a tender, you're sitting at a little conference. You have to travel by train. And he would daven chakras on the train. He would miss the course of our observation. A lot of times, miss chakras used to come into New York. He lived in Boston. Used to come into New York to give the shir. Sometimes he would ask after shir, how many students miss prayers out there this morning? So there were always 10 boys raised their hand. And when we daven after the shir, we would have prayers out there by regular Monday or Thursday. So Friday. A lot of times he would daven his students in order to make the train, in order to make the flight. I have his grandfather's father, not his grandfather, but this is Greek. His mother's father is also a deacon of his father. His name is Feinstein. And he also is an uncle of Ramashi. Ramashi Feinstein, and Ramashi's brother, mother, were cousins. And his name is Feinstein. So his other grandfather disagreed with the times of the day. He knows that he is a famous Atsiba, not a famous Ayyad. On one occasion, after lunch, when he was a young child, he rarely visited in Brisk, where Khan's over. He visited the 4 or 5 times. The last 3 years of Khan's life, they were together. The last 2 years, they were together in Warsaw. In the early years, they were really, he was always with the other grandfather. He was one with the grandfather, but the old ones. On one occasion, when he was traveling to visit the Zayner Akai, the other grandfather showed him a Ramban in Megillah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this in different prayers at Torah. Both the Ramban and the Chavos and the Sefer Megillah shows from the Mishnayos that prayers at Torah is a Chavos at Tzibur, not a Chavos at Yachid. If you daven in Shul, you have a minyan on Monday or Thursday morning, but a Chavos at Tzibur, then it's a Chavos at Tzibur for late prayers at Torah. It's not a Chavos at Yachid. So that was in the proof. So he said on one occasion, a Chayim got off of the train, and he came to a village and he asked the Gilead, anybody who lives prayers and prayers, a lot of plain Jews who didn't buy much shows, and he said, yeah. He put together 1,000,010 people who didn't have prayers and prayers. And he said, is there anybody who knows how to lay the prayers are terrible? The guy didn't know the trap. So one boy goes, I know how to read. Yeah. So he volunteers his new Bakar. And he called up Ukraine. Then the Bakar said, hey, they didn't tell me I was not recorded. Well, it was never. He got up and said, all the prints. He never realized. He never looked inside. He never realized that they're not the coolest and they're not trusted at the same time. They didn't tell me they're not the coolest. He knows how to read Hebrew. He said it. He doesn't know how to read from the text. In the days of the Gemara, that's what they are saying like that. You're concerned that Hamayna making prophets to this pattern. And not everybody knows what it says in the text. The most opinion is you have to close the Sefer Torah. Because say after writing, you have to open the Sefer Torah when you get one, you have to see where you're going to lay. Go low, you close it, then you lay, then you open it, you lay, then you close it, and say the Baraka after. We don't pass from like our name, we pass from like our beauty. So what is our beauty? Yehuda says, you open and say, Vitari, you look, you got a name, and you can start naming, you can say the bracha, but then say the bracha. Tosfos says on the dark there, on the last time of the Megillah, Yehuda says that it's not necessary to go through this whole rigmarole to close and say the Torah to close and begin. But Rabbi Yehuda will agree to Rabbi Meir that if he closes and say the Torah, that's perfect. You should open it, look where you got a name, and close it, and then say the bracha and open the Megillah. That's what Tosfos says. Preferable is to do like Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Yehuda says it's not necessary. You look in Shulchan Aruch, and the portion there say they think the Rambam disagrees. But the Rambam doesn't say like that, it's preferable to close it. The Rambam sounds like it's preferable to, and the Yehuda disagrees with the day, preferable to open the Sefer Torah, leave it open when you say the Torah. So the Richard says he read that as a lot, many of the Rambam did like this. They didn't do like places. They close it, they say the Torah, but why? So the explanation that they give is, the bracha will be over the oath. If you're going to say, you're going to close and say, you're going to say the bracha. Bracha is Hashem HaBarach, Shabbat HaBarach HaKalam, Yasmah HaSkarasa. Then you're going to have to open the Sefer Torah and look for the place again. So that's a longer course. So that's in a certain sense, that's a violation of over the oath. And the brachas are supposed to be, if brachas are this, you're supposed to be immediately going to do those. Shouldn't be too far in advance. The Pashat Shat over the other is, it's going to take another couple of seconds, you're going to waste a little more time to finish the Shat. So they suggested the earlier Shat, a different explanation, why is it over the other? We've got maybe what they mean to say is the following. When you open up the Sefer Torah, maybe Psichas HaSefer is Machayiv and Kriyas HaTorah. When you open up the Sefer, that's the Torah. If you close the Sefer, then you're not open it anymore. So if you're going to open and look at the place it closes, and the Sefer Torah is closed, you're going to go low, then there's no longer a Chiyuv to make. So you're saying the bracha at a time there's no Chiyuv to make. And that's over the earth. You're saying the bracha at a time the Sefer Torah is not Pasua. Psichas HaSefer is Machayiv and Kriyas HaTorah. That was his suggestion. And then he said, close down the Sefer Torah as Pasua, and you have to keep on laying bite to bite, until you get to the end. Later, close yourself. So you have to close the Sefer Torah in order to be able to say Hashem Asan on it. A lot of people are not after about it. A lot of people, when the Balkari finishes the Aliyah, you start saying Hashem Asan on it, they're saying this, and you always say the Torah closed in the middle of the Brook. So that's against the Gemara. Gemara says, Bela Rabbeir, Bela Rabbeir, they both agree. After the Gaila will say, Fetur, before you say Bracha, Hashem Yasala. Why? So the Pashup Shah, before you hear anything from Hashem, the Pashup Shah, so the Yama Bracha is still with Batera. People shouldn't think that the Bracha Hashem Yasala appears in the Sefer Torah. So they should take more than that. We thought that the Psichas HaSefer, when the Sefer is open, and we have to lay in the next Pasuk and the next Pasuk till the end of the Zaysa Bracha. Gotta go till the end. So when you close the Sefer Torah, then you're no longer Mechliyah. So you can't say the Bracha Shalachreho, you can't say the Bracha Hanasalano, because you still have Mechliyah to lay in the next Pasuk and the next Pasuk and the next Pasuk. We thought that's the reason why the Minig developed. Leil Simchas Torah. Many shuls they lay in the Zaysa Bracha. In Frankfurt, they never had such a niche. They don't lay. Havak, in Breuer, they follow the niche in Frankfurt. And in Zurich, in one shul, the year game, they do everything the same as in Frankfurt. The same thing. So they don't lay Kriyas HaTorah. People go to Breuer, and Leil Simchas Torah, so they have our coffers. Then they say, Leil Shabbat and Kahuk. They never was a Takam come to Lein Kriyas HaTorah at night. So where did it come from? So Leitchik was guessing, so he thought, what happened this morning? He said, the Torah was on Parshas Kisiso. And added all the Sefer Torah to Parshas Kisiso. To Baikal. So the Gemara said, that's not permissible, that's not proper. You're not allowed to roll the Sefer Torah to Kisiso. It's a fifth of its tzibur, make everybody wait. And then you say, the Torah is pasuk, no one's allowed to talk. So you paralyze the whole shul. You have 200 people over there. They're all standing around waiting for the Torah. They can't talk. So the Torah is open, you have to wait. So the correct practice should have been, that the Gabbayim, whoever is in charge, the Gabbayim are supposed to spell the Sefer Torah, it's the Yiddish one, they're supposed to roll it to the correct place, before shul, live in the morning before everybody came. Well, that's not. So that was the practice in Europe. The gaboyim, which tell the sefer Torah, the night of Simchas Torah, they would take out the sefer Torah and they would roll it to the correct place. The zayis habracha and then bereishis and then pinchas. Simchas Torah needs three sefer Torah. So you're going to lay in the first one. Five aliyahs in the zayis habracha, and then you lay by the way bereishis, and then you're going to lay in pinchas for the musa. So they should tell the sefer Torah. So since they open the sefer Torah to roll it to the right place, Leo, Simchas Torah, they opened and everybody was there. So Simchas HaSefer is Mechayiv and Kriyas HaTorah. That's what Rabbi Soloveitchik suggests. Maybe that's where the meaning came from. So this person's practice was that he felt that the one who gets the Aliyah should be the one to open the Sefer Torah. So usually the Balkari opens the Sefer Torah. So he would always tell the Balkari, don't touch the Sefer Torah, I want to open. Usually the Balkari, he didn't know what he was talking about, so the Balkari usually opened. He would close the Sefer Torah and open it again. And he should be the one who was referring to life. Because the Ikra Din, in the days of the Tanaim, in the days of the Gemara, the Lord of Yafi'aliyah, had to say the Brachas to Halalein. The institution of having a Balkari laying for everybody, that was introduced in the days of the Gaonim. Tesis quotes anyway. That was introduced in the days of the Gaonim. Kadesh Alo Levayeshis, Misha Ime Yodeya. That's a Mishnah Bikurim. Mishnah Bikurim says when the farmers came with the Bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash, so in Bikurim there's a mitzvah, Havuas Bikurim, and a mitzvah, Mikra Bikurim, to recite Arami Avid Avi. So you gotta know how to say Arami Avid Avi. So you get a chumash that's printed. You're not supposed to have a chumash. When you read from chumash, that's called Kriya Baal Peh. Chumash is on paper. It's only called Kriya Meter Chaksah. You say Shema, you say Ashrei. And then you're davening from the city, you're saying everything about that. Because Al Pidin, it's only called Meter Chaksah, but it's written properly like the Sefer Torah, has a whole Sefer Shabbat. So you can't have a Siddur that has a Rami Abed Avi printed. You can't have a printed one. You've got to take the Sefer Torah. So they had a line of farmers in coming to Yazor, really before each one they're going to roll open a Sefer Torah. So that would be too awkward. So what they had was, they had a flag. They had only Arami Avid Avi, but that's against the din. You're not allowed to write less than a Sefer Shalom. A lot of people write on the Parochas a Pasuk, or they write on the mental level, a Sefer Torah, they write a Pasuk. The Gemara says in Gittin, that's against Allah. You're not allowed to write less than a Sefer Shalom. So they had a plaque that had Arami Avid Avi written in Russian tables. Aleph, 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 Vav, Mem. Arami Avid Avi, Vayerid Mitzvah. You have to be a genius to know to figure out what the Russian famous is. I don't know. The first person guy to figure out. The next, I don't know if I'd be able to figure out. And some of the farmers knew how to figure out, some of them didn't. So they were all standing on line. So the first farmer starts wrapping up. He showed the plaque and he knows how to say. And a couple of farmers know. And then the rest of them are not going to know how to say. So they had to say for him. So the guy was embarrassed. He had to travel 10 hours when he got from Kiryat Shmona to Yerushalayim. And then he stands at the base of the English. And the first 9 guys wrapped off the Rami Avraham from the Rashi Tevis. And he looks at the thing. And no dots, no words. Rashi Tevis. He can't figure out what it says. So they had to have someone say for him, Rami Avraham. So it says, they were so embarrassed that some of them knew how to say, the young guys didn't know how to say. So they stopped coming. After travel 10 hours to Yerushalayim to be embarrassed in front of all the other farmers, so they didn't know how to figure out how to say Rabbi Abraham, how to say. So they stopped bringing Bikur. Nimnum Bahavi, they stopped bringing Bikur. So they made a takana that they don't let anybody say his own Rabbi Abiravi. They have somebody say, they always have someone else say for you. The two pshatim in the Mishnah, what does that mean? When someone say for you, when someone says, and I don't say, the farmer doesn't say anything, the other one says, Arami Ravi Yavi, he rattles off the whole thing, and he hurts it with Shemei Kohenah. Well, no, he says, say after me, Arami Ravi Yavi. I say, Arami Ravi Yavi, Yerim Mitzayim, Yerim Mitzayim. I say, what do you mean? So that's two chunking in the portion of the Mishnah. What does it mean? Many European rabbis have that practice by wedding. That if the chassan knows, it says, Ari Amu Kodesh Leku Tabazu Gilas Moshe Yisrael. The chassan doesn't know. A lot of times you have a guy, never went to Yeshiva, doesn't know what he's supposed to say. And the rabbi says, say after me, Ari Amu Kodesh, Lee, Tabazu, but it says word for word. So that's embarrassing. Some people will know how to say on their own, some people don't. So many of the European rabbanim had the practice that they say for everybody, even if the guy is a Talmud Chacham and he knows what he's supposed to say. They say, the rabbi says, hey, you have to make an Eshel Lama Vayishis, Mishani Habeya. So we made such a meaning that the decided tradition always says for everybody, even if he knows us. So Tosfos quotes this practice that seems to have been introduced in the days of the Gaonim. You have a Balkari lane for everybody. Mikra Adin, the one who gets the Aliyah, says the Brach, and he lanes. And Mikra Adin, it says a Kotan can get an Aliyah, and a woman can get an Aliyah. And apparently there's no problem, even though the Kotan is not Mekhuyev in Kriyas HaTorah. He's only Mekhuyev in Tamchinah. The Kotan can lane to the Maitzeh Nigdala, and the Isha can lane to the Maitzeh the Menuel. Some of the women are not Mekhuyev in Kriyas HaTorah. A boy probably cannot. But if you get an Isha or a Kotan, Mikra Adin, they can get an Aliyah. Of course, sometimes it would be the guy's going to make so many mistakes, he's going to kill the whole Aliyah. So sometimes he'll have to have a Balkari lane for him, and sometimes they'll be able to say on their own. So today, Shalom Aliyah, we don't allow anybody to read his own Aliyah. That's a lynch court that it's not proper that a bar mitzvah boy says his own Aliyah. So it's Kineged HaTakon. And even if he's learning the whole parsha, he said the meaning is about coming here to get some aliyah. Only the Tosafot. Because the meaning is, you never give an aliyah to the Balkari, because they should know the Vaishnav's mission and idea. You never give. I have one daughter of mine has two sets of twins. So when the twins became our mitzvah, so one laid one half of the seder and the other one laid the other half of the seder. So they both got an aliyah. So the one who laid the first half of the seder didn't get an aliyah there. He got an aliyah in the second half. And his brother read for him and he read for his brother. So the ancient question is, that's the meaning of the Rambam, the Balkari and the Gitz. It's not the common practice. The common practice is a lot of times you give the Balkari aliyah. So the ancient question is, it says in the Rambam, Balkari only takes the Tosafot. Because if you're going to lay the Tosafot for the Rambam, it sounds like he's cursing him. Yak Hashem, she's going to be lost. He's cursing the Rambam. The meaning is, the Balkari gets the Tosafot, so it doesn't sound as if anybody's cursing anybody. And then once, there's a Levinson, there's a lady, you know? He always has a minion in his home. The Shabbos afternoon for Mincha. I think 2 years ago, they took the, when I was in Israel, they took me to Dabai and Mincha. So he names the prayers of Mincha. He takes the second Aliyah. So after they were finished, I mentioned Rav Soloveitchik had this practice. He said that the Ramah says, he said, there's no such Ramah that's not just the one punch minute. No such Ramah. Okay. Okay, he said. That's the common practices that Rabbi Levinson said. A lot of times we give an idea to the Balkari. So Soloveitchik thought that that's the practice. Anyway, so that's an example. That's an example. The Abraham says, Rav Yehuda maybe disagrees with Rav Meir, holds it's not proper to be good, to look at and then close the Sefer Torah, say the Brach and open again. Tyson says more correct is to close it. Rav Yehuda said if you don't want to, you don't have to. The more correct will be to close it. Kadesh Leom and Brach is Tzivos Batan. And then some of the Abraham, you look at the Rufus Kriyas and Torah, some of them say they think that the Rambam does not agree. They think the Rambam holds Rav Yehuda disagrees with Rav Meir. More correct is to leave the Sefer Torah open and you say the bracha. I should bracha b'ayim, bracha s'ashem v'ayra. Why? Because of ayra di ayra. So the flesh of shem ayra di ayra. If you're going to say the bracha when it's closed, you open it, then you'll waste another couple of seconds till you find the place again. So the ancient Torah maybe it's worse than that. Maybe ayra di ayra. And they say, if the Torah is closed, there's no chiyuv kriya. And they say, if the Torah is open, that's when the chiyuv kriya. Maybe that's really ayra di ayra. There's another place where they talk about Ayur the Yoga. It's not really a Bechash HaMitzvah. It's more called Shmuel, Amar Amir HaMashmuel. Ayur the Yoga, it's called HaMitzvah, it's Kulam. Baruch Aleim, Oyva Lasi Yosef. Every mitzvah needs a bracha, and the bracha should be recited, Oyva Lasi Yosef. So there's another place, it's not a Bechash HaMitzvah. Let's do first when you do Kiddushin. When you get married, so the Gemara has a Bechash HaMitzvah. That's a big machlokes of Rishonim, but the difference of Orson is a difference on mitzvah. The Rambam's opinion is that there's a mitzvah to get married. The Rambam is for 2 mitzvahs, 1 mitzvah to get married, 1 mitzvah period. So The Rambam's opinion is the Rambam and the Raivel are both on the opinion that the Bichus Eresim is the Bichus HaMitzvah. And the Rambam says the Bichus HaMitzvah, like any other Bichus HaMitzvah, must be recited before the person gives the ring to the Kala. So it's called HaMitzvah's Kulim of Baruch HaLeim Lo HaKlasiyah. So if you already gave the ring, and you forgot to say the Bichus Eresim, the Rambam says, fine, you don't say the Rambam, but Masha Nasa, Kham Nasa, he gets the chance he wants to say the Rambam. The Rambam disagrees with the Rambam, and he says, back in the Chos, he says the bracha, Eva Yasiyos, before he gives the ring to the girl, he may say a bracha, they would say, Harim HaKadoshis, and the girl would say, I back out, I don't want to marry you. I don't know if it ever happened. After marching down the aisle with the gowns and with all the people invited to the party, it never happened in the history of the world. But the rabbi says, you can't say a bracha, Eva Lasiyasam, before you perform a mitzvah, if the mitzvah has to do with someone else. Let's say you're going to give tzedakah to an honor. You want to say a bracha before you give him the money. He's going to say, no, thank you. I don't want your charity. I don't want any charity. The Rambam says, whenever the mitzvah, the nature of the mitzvah is such that you have to have the other person agree, so then he says, you can't say the bracha ever loves you. So the Rambam thinks like the Rambam, it's a different kind of mitzvah. It's a different sense, and every side is after. Bracha rasiyos. And we don't follow the Rambam, we pass on the Rambam. We always say the bracha ever loves you. But we shouldn't be over the Rambam. The Rambam is up to a wedding. You see, the Rambam says, bracha rasiyos. That's holding the whole speech. You agree to marry him. You don't hold the whole speech, anything about his heresy, and you give him a name. You want to hold the speech. So the rabbi should hold the speech before he says the book. Before he says the book. You want to hold the speech, yes. Is it your ring? Did you pay with your own money? Did you pay for the credit? Whatever you want to ask. You call up. You don't call up the agent after the rabbi says the book. You call up the agent before. And it says you should know. So one of them say you hold the whole speech. One of them says you ask the agent as a shabbat. Ask the agent out loud. Is the ring shall repeat that the girl should agree to marry the boy, even if it's not worth $200. The girl picked that for you. No, the girl picked that for you, so she knows how much it's worth. Comes in and still has the boy. But even if the girl doesn't know that, then she's going to think that the ring is worth $5,000, not worth a nickel, so that's going to be a problem as a kedushin. She wants to marry him, but that's called the lack of smichas da. She thought that the ring was worth more than any. So that's why the man goes and shows him up. And yes, the angel out loud is the ring shall repeat. So all these questions, calling up the angel, and asking is the shall repeat thing. If you want to ask all this, the questions, if you pay with your own money, all this should take place before the rabbi says the Bechus Eresim, and not in between Bechus Eresim and the giving of the ring. That's over the over. The whole 5 minute pause. She asked all the questions before, right after. Have to take a sip of the wine, because he said, don't care what. Take a sip of the wine. Right away, the person should say, I am the Kodesh, he's going to give the ring to the girl. Shouldn't be over the earth. So that's Bichus Eresim. Then you have Bichus Nisim. What is Nisim? Eresim, we know that new ways of Eresim, either Kesem, Shtar, or Bia. So the more says, the rabbi's prohibited, and you should be. And if you do the times to be, we give you not the start. So you don't get the issue. That is a choice, not Kiddush Kesef, but Kiddush Shtar. The Rambam writes that Kiddush Kesef is only Torah Shabbat Teh, and Shtar is Torah Shabbat Zav. And the Rambam says, I don't call it all the Kiddush Kesef. The meaning by the Jews is, you do Kesef. What meaning by the Jews? As opposed to, I know the call it all the Kiddush Kesef, as opposed to the means by the Orthodox people, by the Karaites, and the three different groups of Karaites, that's all that blessed us all of them. They all came to Eretz Yisrael. They were from Europe, Karaim from Asia, Karaim from Africa. Each group had a different shtick. And certain things they all share in common. So one of the shtick they all share in common was not Kiddush and Kesef. But Kiddush and Kesef is Torah Shel Baal Peh. They don't accept. They only follow Mikra. Karaites only follow Tanakh. They may not say one Torah Shel Baal Peh, but they don't accept the Torah Shel Baal Peh. So the Rambam says, the Rambam was fighting the Karaim to Kadir. He was always fighting the Karaim. There were certain lines in the Rambam, every couple of pages, which is clearly an attack against the Karaim. So the Rambam writes, well, no, it's all the Kaddish Kesef. The meaning by the Jews is, when you do Kiddush Kesef, you don't use Kiddush Shtar. Because Kesef is Torah Shel Baal Peh, which the Karaites don't believe in. So we now have, you can do kiddushin in the kesef shtar of bia. With bia, the Gemara says you're not allowed to do. And kesef versus shtar, the Rambam says you didn't get the kiddush. Kesef to demonstrate that we subscribe to the Torah Shabbat. We are not Torah. How do you do this to me? You know how you do everything. Everything. You don't do kesef, you do music. A ring, shove a kesef. So the kesef is Torah Shabbat Peh, on top of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's a discussion of the first Mishnah Kiddushin. First Mishnah, the Rabbah, they have a long discussion. How did the rabbis know that shove the kesef is Dina Kekesef? They have no pusik. So the kesef is thinking about what the pusik. And that's Torah Shabbat Peh, on top of Torah Shabbat Peh. And we insist, many of you don't get kesef. And then the Rishon said, many of you did got to shove the kesef. Not kesef. They emphasize at least extracting Torah Shabbat Peh. Question, how do you do an Yisumin? There are many differences between Eris and Yisumin. In the eyes of the Yerushal, the Tamil, the Hotel, and the Rel. And the level of the Raisa, the level of the Avon, there are a lot of differences between Eris and Yisumin. How do you do an Yisumin? So the Gemara never says explicitly how you do it. The Gemara doesn't say, but many different opinions. One opinion is the Badeka. And the cousin does the Badeka, and that's the Yisumin. Where is that quoted? Where is that quoted? You look in the Gemara, it's not quoted. It's in Yeridei. The end of Yeridei, I heard the Sardinus. Yeridei ends with the Sardinus. And Hilchos Avelus is a whole simon when we talk about the case that the Kala's mother died the day of the wedding. And the Apostle's father died the day of the wedding. How do you deal with this? So there they discuss this topic. And Rabbi Yehuda, in the dog of the Baba, he said, okay, discuss this topic over there. He quotes the Rishon to say that the Badekin, the Kala comes to Kala's face with the male, that is the Yisrael. We did about that before the Kiddushin. You got to work on that. How do you do this serve before Kiddushin? Well, you have to have Kiddushin. Then you have Yisrael. So that's a discussion. How do you do that? So that's one opinion is that Badekin is Yisrael. Another opinion is that, and this is crucial, but I'm going to talk about the Ivy. So the next opinion is standing under the canopy is Yisrael. Why standing under the canopy is Yisrael? So there are two versions of the commentaries on Shulchan. And one version is, really, the Nisim is a Torastik and Akecha ala Masefa. That's a Pasuk in Megillas Rus. The Torastik and Akecha ala Masefa. And that's what the starting to do, and that's what the Yek is doing. They put a talus. The top of the Pasuk and Kala together. The Torastik and Akecha ala Masefa is the Nisim. After he gives you the ring, says, I read the Kodesh Masefa, then you read the Ksuda. He reads the Ksuda just as a pause. But in the days of the Gemara, the days of the Tanakh, there was a long pause of several months in between Erisim and Nisun. You go to make a Takon, you should have the Nisun immediately following the Erisim. It's not a smart idea to have a pause in between. The daughter of the nation says she should not live with her husband. She can't have an affair with someone else. Not a smart idea. The daughter moved up to Nisun immediately following the Erisim. So there was my many quotes as there have been a problem. Instituted the practice, you have a pause in between every single issue. So you read, you waste time, just the filibuster. You waste no time, you read the Ksusha. If the rabbi wants to hold the sermon, that's the best time to hold the sermon. Then they read the Ksusha. If the cousin wants to sing Shemhalas, that's the best time. You should try to have as much pause as possible. My oldest daughter, I have 9 children. My oldest child married a boy from Switzerland, in my Indonesian, and the student of the place. So hardly anybody came to the wedding from Switzerland. So nobody knew who the cousin was. So the cousin's grandfather came. And he held the whole brush under the fit with a half an hour. In between them, he said, to say the yichas of the family, who they are. So he learned in Frankfurt, this yeshiva. And his father was a tzidah shereb, and his grandfather was it. He was telling his all yichas. He didn't speak English. And the people didn't understand Swiss German. So he had to speak in Hebrew. Hardly anybody understood when he spoke in Hebrew. Okay? He spoke in Hebrew. So that if you have to have someone speaking under the kippah, the best time to have it is after you read the Ksuda, because the whole purpose of the Kriyasa Ksuda is to rest. So there's one opinion that if for us the Kanafecha Lama Sefa is the Nisus. So they should put a talus on top of that. Yet years ago, they would decide when the girl went to mikveh, they would figure out when she's going to go to mikveh, and then they would fix the date for next week when they're going to have the wedding. So now you have to book a hall, and you have to book an office girl, and you have to notify all the people to fly in from our campus already. They can't decide today to have a cookie on Thursday. They would decide months in advance. What do you do months in advance? It turns out the tower couldn't go to Mecca. You can't put a tower on top of the boy and the girl that's standing next to each other. But she didn't go to Mecca. So that's why the meaning developed that you have a chuppah on top. But the chuppah has to be cloth. Chuppah shouldn't be plastic, it shouldn't be wood. It should be cloth. Like a plastic makar along the side. Cloth and beggar. And others are of the opinion has nothing to do with that pasuk of Rashi and Atecha Ala Masecha. That's just a melitza. That's not so how you do Nisua. Nisua it is. They go into a cheder miyuchad. They go into a room together, and the four poles with the chuppah constitute tzoras hapesach, like you have for Shabbos purposes. You're not allowed to carry unless you have an eruv. So we call it Yiddish an eruv. And the Gemara, the eruv is the baksa matzah, as they own all the shittus. But in Yiddish today, you call the Erev the poles with the strings on top. That's a nigmar, that's called the Tzoros HaPesah. So some of the Paschim say, the chuppah is good, you don't need anything with it. You don't need blood, you don't need plastic. The chuppah consists of the four poles with the strings going. If you have cloth on top, so the cloth will serve as the string. It has to be a Tzoros HaPesah. In Europe, it was a kind of practice that they would use the parochas of the Ur Kodesh. So a lot of times you see a parochas has four metal rings in the four corners, right after the ring. There's a prat in Europe. No, they don't do it anymore. Because the common practice was they had poles, their chuppah, and they would put the poles into the rings. The rings would be on top of the poles. So they used to use the parochas as the chuppah. There's a whole discussion of this in Shulchan Aruch, because it's permissible. And that might use the mental of the Sefer Torah for some other purpose. It's Tashmish and Kedusha. So how come you're allowed to use the parochas for other purposes? And the Gemara in Megillah says that the parochas has the status of Tashmish and Kedusha. You're not allowed to use it for any other purposes. The Gemara says, why? But it's twice removed from the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is in the Aron Kodesh, and the Aron Kodesh is Tashmish and Kedusha. And the parochas is in front of the Aron Kodesh to beautify the Aron Kodesh, and that's twice removed from the Sefer Torah. And that's called Tashmish B'Tashmish. The Gemara says the Tashmish B'Tashmish does not have the status of Tashmish B'Tashmish. That's the Avoteric Tefillin. They put the Tefillin and the cloth Tefillin's exit. But that's Tashmish B'Tashmish because it holds the Tefillin. Then you have a plastic cover on top of the cloth cover. So the plastic cover is already twice removed from the Tefillin. So the plastic cover, when it rips, you throw it in the garbage. And the cloth, Tefillin's echo rips, you have to put it in shame. So you have no oxygen, no down shame, no shame. Because it's Tashmish Kedusha. Tashmish Kedusha are the Gnazim. And you don't want your friend to use it. You have to put it in the shame. The Gemara asks, why do you say that the Parochas, as the status of Tashmish Kedusha, Parochas beautifies the Arkadish. The Arkadish holds the same thing. The Parochas is twice removed, so the Gemara says you're right. But the Shana practice would be that there wasn't always a mako on the shulchan when they would lay. So the practice would be they would take down the Parochas. We can't take down the Parochas, it's attached. We can't take down, it would be a major job. So there's a Gemara, it's very common. They would take down the Parochas, put it on the shulchan, so they wouldn't be putting the secretary directly on the shulchan. They would be putting the secretary on top of the Parochas. That's why the Parochas has the status of the direct Tashmish Kedusha. It's not twice removed because they would, the Shas Kedusha Torah, they would put the secretary on top of the Parochas. But already in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, that was no longer the common practice. Today, they never saw it. No one ever takes down. And there's no mako on the Shulchan because somebody puts a stal with it. Nobody takes down the Parochas. The Parochas are attached in such a way you can't take it down. But it says in the Shulchan Aruch, the Parochas today is no longer. It's no longer Tashmish Kedusha, it's only Tashmish B'Tashmish, so it doesn't have the status of Tashmish Kedusha, so therefore it's permissible to use it for a chuppah. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's permitted. But that was a common practice.
Those are
the ones
that
The Rambam holds that you need Yichud or Rai Levi. You can't have anybody else in the room. But others say, no, you need Yichud. They go into a room together. So they can see how they go under the chuppah, and that's the Yichud. But according to the Rambam, he still didn't know anything. He did Badeku was meaningless. He did stand under the canopy was meaningless. So we should have the Yichud following. So the Magen Avraham says they should rush to the Yichud room immediately. Magen Avraham has the Magen Avraham divided commentary on it. It says in Magen Avraham. It says in Arachayim, when you say bracha on food, you shouldn't have a long pause between the bracha and the Yichud. on Friday night when you say I might see so the people at the end of the table, that's the way they will get to get the ballot. Okay, that's my choice. But if it's not a long table, so you shouldn't say the bracha and then wait. You should eat the food immediately right after saying the bracha. So the Maharam says over there, this din applies to eating brachas hanenes, a bracha on food, and it applies to brachas on mitzvah. You should say the bracha immediately before performing the mitzvah. And it applies also to the brachas nisim. Brachas nisim should be recited immediately before you do the nisim. Quotes that from the Babu Yitr, that they didn't stand under the canopy when it's spoken. First would say Hariyama Kodeshously, then they would say the seven prophets, and then they would walk under the foot. The walking under the foot there was an issue. We have the practice that they say the bracha under the foot there. Okay, but if they're not under the foot there, then the bracha should not be recited too far in advance. You should go immediately after the book. So the Magen Avraham says, since our practice is and the Toshish for the Rambam's opinion that the Badekin is nothing and the standing under the canopy is nothing, there's the ceremony, taking ceremony, and the Nisuin consists of going into the private room, you could have always appeared, there's nobody else in the room. So the Magen Avraham says, it's not right that there's a long pause in between the prophets under the chuppah and the going to the Yichud, where usually everybody starts kissing everybody else under the chuppah. The person is not supposed to kiss the caliph. It's a lushtik, the person kisses the caliph. The person expresses the love of his wife in private. She can show you a picture. But the parents are kissing, everybody's kissing the photographer, and everybody's singing. And it takes a long time till you get to the Yichud room. So the Bonaram quotes from the Chulis of the Rebellion Mizrahi. Rebellion Mizrahi wrote a commentary on Pirish Rashi Alatar. He's known for that. Pirish Rebellion Mizrahi. But Bonaram doesn't quote that. Bonaram quotes Chulis of Rebellion Mizrahi. Chulis Mari Kain. Because it shows that in Mizrahi, we should rush. In the time he said the prophets of the book, you shouldn't have any pause. You should go right to the Yichud room, so it should be over the earth. It shouldn't be over the earth. That's the lesson of the Maharil. Also, Maharil says, "Umiritzin es hafasin es hakala lecheder hayichud." You should rush the hafasin kala to the Yichud room. You should have as little pause as possible. It's not right. The people don't know, so they have a long pause. By some of the actors that are in it, you can have a chazan sing Shira Maharos in between the Bittles Nisuin and going to the Yichud room. They have a pause of 10 minutes. And the chazan finishes singing Shemam. That's not the right time to sing. If the chazan wants to sing, it should sing after the Kriya Saksin. But that's another case where they talk about over the earth. Strictly speaking, it's not really a Bichas HaMitzvah. It doesn't fall off. It's not really what Rav Yonah Mishmol is talking about. Bichas Nisuin, you don't see a Shekhi Shana Bichas and Tzivano. It's Bichas HaSheva. Still, the Beseis of course in the Rishon is still. Bichas Nisun should be recited immediately before Oiva Lassio. The problem is, Chacham Avadia follows the fourth opinion. The good and good. He says that's his fighting word. They don't hold from the Badekin, they don't hold from the standing under the canopy, the Yichud doesn't mean anything, and then they go home. Later on, they go home. So then he raises an issue. The rabbi says, just as this way, they don't go home until 5 hours later. Move over the earth. It's 5 hours before they sleep. So he writes in this church, ain't come up in the house. He wrote about it somewhere else. I don't know where, but that's a major problem. Those who follow the Chacham Avadia, they have the Bichas Nisun and recite it under the Chuppah, and then Nisun is only later. Why did they follow that opinion? Because Chacham Avadia is concerned that if you have the Nisun already now, then the girl has to cover her hair. They follow the opinion that in Marusa, the girl only has Kiddushin, doesn't have to cover her hair. But once she has Nisun, she's supposed to cover Kisui Arush. So they don't want to, the Kala wants to wear her own hair at the wedding. So they have in mind that Nisun should be when they go home. But if Nisun is when they go home, so then they say the bracha 5 hours in advance. So he says, he's going to talk about it tomorrow. That's what he says. The Rebbe says it's going to be a diaper. It's a practice. The Dom Nagon holds like that. The Dom Nagon sheet is, when you go home, that's the Nisun. How does he understand this from what was a long party? Maybe in the day that they were going to make the weddings didn't take 5 hours, but it took 1 hour. The Suda took at least 1 hour. Then have the Suda of Hasana also. That's a problem. Okay, that's the story about everybody else.
One goes
around
and the
suit
happens earlier, so what do you do about the concern about the woman having her hair?
Right, that's a problem. So that was if Feinstein was up in there, until Bia Rishayna, the girl doesn't have to come over there. We see that the girl does not die, because everybody knows that they have Bia Rishayna or not. At their wedding night, they all know that they didn't have Bia Rishayna. The next morning, she should cover her hand whether they did it or didn't. It does not advertise whether they did have it or didn't. But his opinion was that even after the suit ends, the girl is not obligated to cover her hair because they have to be a suit. That's the Russian part. The Sulas don't cover their hair. The Sulas do. That's the Russian part.
Is there a problem with suing
the Russian part? Meshkochev says the minig is you break your glass. So that's, they don't consider that a hexagon. That minig comes from the days of the day. And then the Maril says the same Meshkochev. Today, they sing it, it takes longer than it took in the days of the Maril. They didn't have that big day in the Maril. But Maril says that the person should say, Mashkachet can explain why it's breaking it. That's not part of the ceremony.
It's longer if you can have
lots of time. I don't know. It would be a good idea if you break the glass of the before, after you meet the soup, you should have the worship. Some have the minute. Some always have the minute. Doesn't college or not talk? In between the party of government is a thing that's a wine. Doesn't college or not talk?
No,
it's a good room. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Okay. The Rockman is a very entertaining magic sheet. I don't know what the problem may be. That's just the people who pay it. Well, very learned. Did you send an email?
I don't have internet.
Oh, anybody else have internet?